to have our network out there, the distribution network. So if the flood affects communities, and those communities, if they have access to electricity, of course, our poles and transformers are there. Assuming we have problem with the poles as a result of maybe the ground being too wet, sometimes the poles will be falling and that kind of thing. And if you have to go and replant the pole, it becomes a problem. Because if the whole place is flooded, how do you change the pole? So sometimes it also affects our operations. And the communities as well. Because in time past, we've seen that sometimes the flood will cover a whole community. And if it's covering the community, the buildings, the properties, human beings and animals will also be affected. From our director, engineering services, and then he's telling us to make announcements or let people know about the spillage from the Bagri Dam in Burkina Faso. So we also drafted announcements to the various FM stations in Boga for them to announce it. Secondly, we have our men on the field. Our corporate communication manager is around with his assistant. They went to the regional minister, and then they are now moving to the district capitals, which have the communities which are likely to be affected by the spillage. And we are also seeing the opinion leaders to give the information to them, so that the various communities, the occupants will prepare themselves. It's better they stay at home than going to the field on that day, because you don't know what will happen. But once at home, you also look around. In case there's any problem, then you move to a higher ground, like we've advised them, instead of staying at the lower ground. We are just saying that the communities who get this information should adhere to the advice. And I think it will help all of us. Our people also have gone to see NADMO. It's likely NADMO to have a program in place. So maybe with that, they also know what NADMO is likely to do.